And, you know, just to get to see those guys was amazing, and just to share, you know, the same boat on the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
But this one, this new mega cruise, just, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be amazing. That's going to be a good one. And hopefully, well, we got a tour coming up too.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're on tour right now. We're actually going to be in Canada. We're in Toronto.
Yeah.
And we're in Waterloo on Wednesday. And then we go back to the States and finish off the tour in Chicago, Omaha, Denver, Salt Lake City, and Mammoth Mountains. If you guys don't know Mammoth Mountains, we're not talking about Chi-Chi's. We're actually talking about a good place, you know? And it's beautiful out there, but they have a good festival that we play at every year, and it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, our calendar's pretty packed up until the end of the year, so if you want to go see Metalachi live, look on our calendar. We're probably going to be at a place near you real soon, you know?
Well, thanks for sitting down chatting with me, and for putting up with the weirdness that is the festival scheduling.
We love it here.
It's all good, man. Thank you for, you know, taking the time and having us with you.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. MTL.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. The City of Montreal announced that the borough of Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie will get $6.5 million in government subsidies for two housing projects. The projects will create 150 affordable units, and 20% of them will be three-bedroom apartments suitable for families. The cooperative La Joie de Rosemont plans to transform and expand a former medical clinic to create 55 apartments by October. These subsidies are part of Mayor Valérie Plante's election promise to develop 12,000 social, affordable, and family housing units by 2021. Canadians charged with simple possession of cannabis will now be able to apply for a pardon online for free. On Thursday, Justice Minister David Lametti announced that Bill C-93, legislation that was adopted last June, is now in force, meaning that Canadians with criminal records for possession of up to 30 grams of cannabis won't have to wait 5 years after completing their sentence to apply for a pardon. Lametti said it was the next logical step after Canada legalized cannabis consumption last October. Saudi Arabia announced its plans to allow women over the age of 21 to travel without needing permission from a male guardian. When the order will take effect, however, is still unknown. The announcement follows a series of young women fleeing the country and seeking asylum after alleging that Saudi Arabia's controversial guardianship laws made them slaves to male relatives. Currently, women of any age require a guardian's permission to travel internationally. To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
CJLO 1690 AM, this is hour two of Great A Explosives. I'm Andrew. Of course I am. And I'm here just giving you interviews. What you just heard there was part two of the interview that I did with Metalachi at Heavy Montreal when CJLO did a live broadcast from the grounds of Heavy Montreal. You know, I don't want to say we're the most awesome, but, you know, if you say it, I won't stop you. Is what I'm trying to say. It's what I'm really trying to say here. Coming up this hour will be an interview that I did with Watain that wasn't part of that. It was just me talking with Eric from Watain, who is very serious. We'll get more into that in a bit. But right now, I need to tell you, because I've talked about this before, but let's talk a little bit about how the sausage is made here at Great A Explosives. There is a lot of requirements that we have to meet. Not a lot, actually. A little. But they're pretty important. One of them is I need to play Canadian content. And so far, I've played exactly 0% Canadian content. So, I'm going to make up with that. Make up with that? Make up for that. Right now. Right here. Right here. Right now. I'm sorry. I felt the need, so I had to. I started off the last hour with a band called Sleep Token from the UK, so I figure what I should do now is I should be symmetrical with my hours, and I should start off this hour with a band called Sleep Circle, who is not from the UK, but is in fact from Canada, and they don't make any music that sounds like Sleep Token does. So really, it's not symmetrical at all, except the word sleep is in the title. but that's enough for me. So here's some Sleep Circle with Unstoppable, and then after that, we'll listen to some more CanCon stuff. We'll just jam a bunch of it into here during the first part before we get into this interview with Watain, and hopefully I will then be able to, do what I have to do. Finish this up. So give me luck. This is Great Explosives. CJ Lo, 1690 AM. Here's some Sleep Circle. Enjoy.
Oh, get along. We'll be right back.
journey. Always out of reach. Spending all your earning. You think you've got more growth, but you haven't quite broken yet.
That's good stuff.
August 20th to 25th, MuTech presents 6 days and nights of electrifying experiences, showcasing live electronic music and digital creativity with more than 80 artists for its 20th edition this year. Tim Hecker and Konoyo Ensemble, August 21st at Théâtre Maisonneuve. 3 epic nights at MTELUS, the all-live, all-improv Circle of Live with Sebastian Moulart, Matthew Johnson, and more, August 22nd. Friday Techno with Blauan on August 23rd, and then Dance Till Dawn with Jelen, Nicola Cruz, and more, August 24th. For more info, schedule, free programs, and tickets, hit mutech.org or download the app.
Dublin! There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune in to CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Eric from Fontaine, and you're listening to CJLO.
That's correct, CJLO. That is what you're listening to. And you might be saying, Watain? That is a band, and they are black metal. And yes, they are. And I got to sit down and chat with Eric from Watain at Heavy Montreal, not this week, not last week, but many weeks ago. Actually, it feels like it's much longer ago than what it actually was. It was only 2 weeks ago. Wow. Oh, man. It feels like a long time has happened since Heavy Montreal. I guess just because Fantasia was ending, and then I did some other interviews in between. Yeah, it's been something. It's been a wild, wild time going here. And you know what? That's good as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, but first, before we get into what we're going to get to, let's go over what you just heard, because there's a big block of stuff, and I don't want to leave any of those bands out. First off, you heard some exclusive, I get to say that so you know, not very often that I felt the need to say it now, some exclusive music here on CJLO. That was Diner Drugs when they came here and recorded live in the oven at CJLO, which is our recording studio, not actually an oven. I mean, as far as a thing that has burners in it, it gets very hot, so it's like an oven, but it's not officially an oven. You get it. That's Hollow Bones, which they aren't even going to release on the new record that's coming out in September. So, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, we're awesome, but if you say that, again, I won't stop you. Just saying. If you want to catch them and maybe get copies of the new record, you can go see them on September 20th at Turbo House, where they're going to be playing with Heart Attack Kids, which is going to be a great show. And I am planning on being there. I don't see any reason why I would not be, unless I get very lazy. What is September 20th? Is that a Friday? Is that correct? Let me look that up and make sure. Yeah, it's a Friday. So mark your calendars for the Friday, the 20th of September, where there will be rocking. Much rocking to be had by Heart Attack Kids and Diner Drugs at the House of Turbo. So yeah. Before that, you heard some Bled Out from Toronto with Violence, and before that, some Consequences from right here in Montreal. We're Screwed was the name of the track off of their self-titled record. Record? EP. Which is still a record. The last thing they released. Wayngrow before that with Third Veil off of their very appropriately titled album, 3. Thank you, Wayngrow. And starting everything off with some Sleep Circle with Unstoppable, which was a lot more like that Sleep Token song than I thought it would be. So, good? Yeah, let's go with good. Yeah, that seems good. Yeah. So I guess let's get into this now. Second interview of this show is going to be with the lead singer of Watain. Now, some of you might be saying, Watain, aren't they a black metal group? And, you know, aren't they a bit problematic? Well, you'd be right, because all black metal is problematic, especially if you approach it from a position of all religions should be respected equally. Then right off the bat, you're starting wrong, because most black metal is not fond of the Jesus-y religions. None of them. All of them are not. Now, Watain is a bit different because they're not fond of the Jesus-y portion of religion. They are very much into the Satan part of it. So, and they're apparently very serious about it. In fact, to the point where someone asked Eric, I did a lot of research for this interview, by the way, and I didn't get to talk about these things in the interview, so I feel comfortable talking about it here, asked him if he would rather speak to a Christian or an atheist about religion. And his response was, I don't want to talk to an atheist. They don't even believe in anything. So it's good to know that even among metal people, you know, he can still, even if you don't have a religion, Watain still hates you and your belief system. So that's good, I guess. I have some theories about this interview and kind of how it went. I'll go into them maybe at the end of it. But let's start off with part one of this interview with Watain. I'll throw some music in between part one and two. It's not a very long interview because I have my theory on that as well, which maybe I'll get into after this. But let's just start off. Here's some Watain from Heavy Montreal 2 weeks ago. God, that's just doesn't seem right to say. Enjoy this. Keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew. I am here joined by a venerable member of the black metal community, I will let him intro himself, not just because I feel unworthy to do so, but also because, you know, he has a name that is not from North America, so I will probably butcher it. So, good sir, tell the people who you is and what you do in your band.
This is Eric from Watain. I'm the vocalist.
Cool. Sounds good. I figure that by the time bands get to me, they are asked a ton of questions. They do a bunch of interviews. So what's one thing that you don't want to be asked about or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to answer it.
I don't have anything like that.
All right. Well, that makes this very easy then at that point. Let me kind of paint you a picture of the first time I encountered Watain. I was reading through a magazine, and you had just gotten done telling them about how you were upset that MTV had said that Watain does not condone church burnings, and you went on record in that magazine to say that Watain does indeed condone it.
Exactly.
Is that something that you think that in 2019 a band could even say now? I mean, this was in 2007, so it's not even that long ago, but it feels like so much has changed since then.
Man, you know, for me, nothing has changed, and I'm not gonna adapt to any new world way of doing things. Watain is Watain. It's a, in a way, you can see it as a remnant of times past, and I'm very happy to be that ugly remnant from the past that's a nail in the eye, I guess, in a lot of young people of today. I think it's important that there are things like this, and if people still want, you know, black metal to go on and flourish and be interesting, they should know what the attitude was like and what it still is in certain elements of the scene that I come from and represent. I think it's important that there are people who are unwilling to compromise, unwilling to adapt just to gain a larger following, unwilling to conform, you know. I mean, that's to me, that's the very essence of black metal in a way, not to do that.
Well, Watain, black metal in general is, and black metal fans are very serious about their black metal. You know, the Trevoux cabaltists that are out there.
Well, it's hard to not to be serious about the thing that people have both killed and died for.
True. But is there fun to be had in black metal? When you're up on stage, like, do you find it to be something that's fun? Because I find that there's a lot of people in black metal who think that there's no fun that can be had in it. I mean, the kind of best example is, was it Hellhammer who was on stage and they got, like, blasted because one of the members was caught smiling on stage in a photo. But, like, that seems also kind of counterintuitive to putting out art. Is that something, can you have fun with, like, Watain and black metal? Is that...
There's nothing remotely fun about black metal.
Okay.
There's no fun to be had at all on a stage. But there is an extreme sense of invigorating force, of empowerment, of rejuvenating energy, I would say, of a very violent and fiery kind, but still. Not everything in life that one enjoys is equals, you know, a thing that you have fun with. I mean, people can enjoy a good fight, but you don't really do it for fun. You do it because of the adrenaline and the rush that it gives you. People can enjoy lying on the beach in the sun and have a swim. It's not really because it's fun. It's because it's refreshing, or it's because it's, you know, rejuvenating in one way or another. So, again, no, there's nothing fun about it, but it's definitely something that I thoroughly enjoy, you know, something that I constantly look forward to and feel empowered by, definitely.
All right, okay. Well, speaking of fans, I know that Watain has done a lot of different things within their records. Have you ever heard fans, like, complain about a record and been like, oh, I wish they wouldn't do this or that? Has that ever disappointed you as something that kind of constrains the art form?
I mean, I've definitely received heard opinions or heard, you know, received criticism that I thought was of a kind of boring, tiresome kind, a bit like normally that would be like a kind of a shallow form of criticism, like when people are referring too much to, I don't know, style or compare album to album, and like just lazy stuff like that. I don't really find that so. Doesn't really contribute to anything in my world. I prefer when people, if I express opinion about art or music myself, I normally try to dig deep into it and see what the intention behind is, and try to figure out what the artist want to say or what they want to do. I think normally, like when there's, I'm not sensitive to criticism. I mean, when you're playing in a band that is considered a bit, I don't know, controversial or radical, you have to obviously be able to face criticism and opposition, right? That's part of the game, an enjoyable part of the game even. But as long as it's fruitful criticism, as long as there's something behind it, as long as there's not this lazy fast food kind of internet way of approaching things, then I'm all good. We'll be right back.
music and things. Is there anything now in 2019? I mean, Watain's over 20 years old now. Is there anything now, looking back, that you're like, man, I've really changed my opinion on this? Or, like, I was misinformed about that.
Before Watain, we were 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And we are now in our 40s. Mm-hmm. So if there hadn't been anything that I consider myself grown out of, or something that I've progressed with, then I would be a retard. You know? So I mean, obviously, there's obviously many things that I have done that I perhaps wouldn't do the same way now. But there's nothing that I would want to have unsaid or undone at the same time. I know exactly why I said and did everything, and I had a lot better reason than a lot of other idiots that say and do things. I think so, you know. So no regrets, no remorse. You know? But keep on progressing and keep on developing, because otherwise you're a smart.
Do you remember your first show? What was that like?
Oh yeah, it was very downscaled. We started with our first few shows were even without corpse paint and stuff like that. We were, but it was proper shows. I think our first show was together with Dark Funeral, actually. We set it up ourselves in our hometown. That was right about the time when Dark Funeral started to get a bit of recognition, and like around 98. So it was still like a big deal, but we were still learning. We were not that cocky at all, you know. We still considered ourselves a very new band, a fresh band that needed to prove ourselves and that needed to like get our shit together before being boastful about anything. You know, if there's anything that black metal has taught me, is to like know your place when it comes to age and when it comes to the people that have come before you. You know, always be respectful to older people that have done shit longer than you and that have been in more fights and that have more scars and that have, you know, seen more things than you have. So we started out in a quite a humble way, I would say, but it quickly escalated and got out of hand. Just it didn't take that long until things went to shit.
I'm going to ask you a question that seems antithetical at first.
Seems what?
Antithetical, like it contradicts itself. Right. I read that you said that black metal as an art form, if it has limitations on it, it kind of is no longer black metal. Could you make a black metal pop album then? Is that something that could exist?
No. But I think, yeah. I mean, it's always a bit hard with being quoted like that, because it's always being said in a context, right? But I think what people need to remember is that, you know, when black metal exploded and became the revolutionary subculture that it was and still is in a certain sense, it happened because of the people were totally unafraid of exploring the deep darkness within themselves, in the ground below us, you know, in the history of magic and religion. They didn't fear anything. They were completely fearless. They were, you know, fire was an element that didn't burn but illuminate, you know, and so on. So I think you need to keep that approach. You need to keep that fearless approach. You need to keep an approach which is completely completely disregards of what other people might think about what you do. You need to be, you need to believe in yourself. You know, you really do, and don't give a fuck about anything else. And I think that's basically what I mean. And at the same time, you know, there is always tradition. There is always, I mean, there's a paradox in there for sure, because like metal is deeply rooted in tradition, and I want it to stay that way, you know. But I also never wanted to see it constrained or trapped in a blueprint that just won't lead anywhere, you know. So do whatever you want with that. I don't know. It is what it is.
So you're playing here at Heavy Montreal.
That's right.
Then what's next for Watain?
So we're in the middle of a festival season right now. Mm-hmm. And actually we're right in the middle, so we got 5 more festivals to go in Europe. We have two big things to announce after the festival summer, which I really look forward to.
All right.
One of them is it's a new project that we have been working on for quite a long time, and that will hopefully be finished sometime during this year. And another one is the final tour for Trident Wolf Eclipse, which I am really psyched about, but I can't say too much about it right now.
I know. I mean, I've spoken with many bands. That's all.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yes.
Well, thank you for chatting with me.
Thank you,
sir. It's been enlightening, I think.
Sure.
Or endarkening, as it might be.
Time to shine for us. Celebrating 10 years of NDG Arts Week. From August 19th to 25th, the NDG Arts Week Festival presents a special edition for its 10-year anniversary, with a variety of engaging activities for the community, families, and kids. Notre Dame de Arts is proud to present this year's edition, which includes events such as Opera in the Park, NDG Off the Wall, the 16th edition of Street Vibes, and the main event of the week, Samedi in the Park, featuring an all-star collective of musical talent from NDG. For more information and the full program, visit artsndg.ca or the Facebook page at ArtsNDG.
Hey kids, you like heavy and hard music? Want to be part of a morbid seance? You might just want to take a listen to the kind words of Hunter, our Lord and Savior.
To find the way through the gateway to the underground, you must first listen to the Iron Club. Tune in on Mondays with Hunter and JP from 2 to 3 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome to the ritual.
Hey, this is Alex from Atreyu, and you're listening to CJLO.
CJLO 1690 AM, there you have it. There's an interview that I did with Eric from Watain. And you can see, even in that interview, Eric is problematic. But you know, that's fine, because that's what he's doing. Now, here's the thing. I am a bit... what do I want to say here? I am a bit, let's go with leery. Yes, I am a bit leery about saying that Watain is serious. Now, I know he says he's serious and that he is very into what he's doing. And that's fine. I respect that that is what he said. But here's the thing. Apparently, he only does interviews that are like 10 minutes long, does Eric from Watain. Now, that's fine. That is your right as an artist to do. But it does speak to someone who does not want to speak for a long time. Now, to others. Now, that could be, you could easily say that that is because he is, an artist who doesn't like people. That is, you know, fair to say and would probably be accurate. Fills in nicely with the persona. But it could also be argued that perhaps the reason that he does such short interviews is because he has built himself sort of a bit of a character around himself, and that it is difficult to keep that character going the longer that you stay or that you talk to someone. It's possible. Now, it's also possible he's very serious about this, and he very much believes all the things he says. But I am maybe leaning more toward that it is more of an act than he is willing to say. And that also kind of falls in line with the tradition of black metal, which is, you know, oh... we took our lead singer's skull when he blew his brains out and made necklaces out of it. Or is it just chicken bones that we put together? Who can say? Who can say? Might be real. Might not be real. Do you know? I don't know. So when you start off, if that is your starting point, then... who knows where it jumps off from. Now, however, of course, that being said, it's not like real people didn't get murdered and real churches didn't get burned down. So, you know, there's a fine line here about what is real in black metal and what isn't. And we should always, especially those who are travu-cavalti about it, should definitely take some sort of thought when they are being tried and true black metal elitists that you don't know where that particular line is drawn, you know? So just keep that in mind as you are doing stuff and talking about black metal. You know, just Just keep it in mind. Anyway, let's keep going here. We have a bunch of things to talk about, a bunch of things to discuss, and I need to plan out your week before I, you know, am not here to plan it out for you anymore. So, well, I mean, not like I'm going to die or anything. It's just next week I won't be. So, you know, that's just not going to happen. Let's talk about what's going on tonight first, because that is a good place to start when you're going to your week. You could go see Hank Von Hell, former Turbo Negro gentleman, along with Spiders and Sick Things at Bar La Ritz. You could do that, but a better choice probably is for you to go to Turbo House and go see Sparrows and Gut Rot, because Sparrows, that is some good stuff. In fact, I'm probably going to end off the show with some Sparrows, because they're really good and they do not get as much credit as they deserve. Now, before, Hopeless Youth was going to be playing, but they've had an emergency, so they're not going to be playing. So it's just going to be Gut Rot and Sparrows. You should still go. It'll be a hell of a show, and it'll be a good time to be had by all. Maybe I'll end with some Gut Rot. No, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what I decide. Also, coming up this week, if you want to go to a bigger show, you can go check out Neurosis and Bellwitch and Deaf Kids, who are going to be at Corona. That's on the 14th. Of course, Neurosis is amazing, and I don't really need to tell you much more than that, do I? No, of course not. Tickets are, doors are at 6:30, shows at 7:30. Tickets are probably, you know, expensive, I imagine. I don't see how much they are here, but I imagine that they're probably like at least $40 or something. Let's go investigate a bit while we're there. Oh, that's not helpful. Thanks, website. You didn't take me to where I wanted to go at all. So let's move on here. Truck Fighters from Sweden are going to be playing with Sierra and Mooch at Bar La Ritz on the 15th. So that is coming up on, let me check that, Thursday. I was going to say Friday. I didn't want to steer you wrong. And that is going to be a good show, mainly because Truck Fighters are great and Mooch is great. Good dudes. They're going to be playing the album Gravity X in full, Truck Fighters. So if you are a big fan of Caius or any of those other kind of desert rock type of things, you definitely want to go there. You definitely want to check it out. It'll be a good time to be had. $20. It's a good price for the night. I know kind of going to coming out to Bar La Ritz is sometimes a drag, but there's a good place to eat out there. So I highly recommend you go and do that. Abysmal Lord, along with Vemur and Demonarchy? I want to say Democracy, but it's not what it is at all. So, Demonarchy. I don't know. I don't know why I can't get this out. That's going to be at Brasserie Bobien anyway, on the 17th, which is Saturday. So go to that if you want your fill of your black metal-y type of stuff. Enjoy that. If you're out of town in Trois-Rivières and want to go catch Modernize, who are good dudes, you can go check that out along with Negate Life. That is going to be on the 17th as well. So enjoy that. Let's see what's going on here. You can also check out the Hazy Tones along with a tribute to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is part of this kind of free tickets thing that's going on as part of who is putting this on? I forget. La Hall is who's putting these on, who have been doing like free shows basically if you RSVP to them. They did one with Dope Throne, and that was, I think that was just for Dope Throne. But the rest of these are kind of lumped in with homages to various bands. And it's very, very cool, actually, that you get to see some talent from the city and also, you know, a band playing songs that presumably you know. I mean, that's a harsh way to put it. But yes, that's kind of how it's working for that. So if you want to go and do that, go to, well, you can look it up on Facebook, or you can just go to Club Soda's website. They have a place where you can get all this information and go, you know, basically get your tickets in advance. There's a couple of these, including there's one for Metallica, which is on the 23rd. The one for the Red Hot Chili Peppers is the 17th. Alcoholica and the Altruist are going to be playing for that Metallica one, so I think I'm going to go to that to check out those first two bands. Well, Alcoholica, I guess, is doing the Metallica tribute. Yeah, that makes sense. And then later there's going to be System of a Down on the 31st with Mass Murder Messiah playing and opening up. So yeah, it's good stuff. You should definitely go check that out if you're a fan of, you know, free nights, which I definitely am. So there. Foofs has not much going on for the moment. There's Emo Night on the 16th, so go to that. It'll be fun. Good time to be had by all. And what's going on at Cafe Campus? Anything of interest right now? Evergrey on September 9th, but that's in a while, so we don't need to talk about that at the moment. And yeah, I guess the next big festival we have to gear up for is Pop, and there won't be too much to talk about for that, aside from Electric Six playing at Turbo House and Nashville Pussy, which are going to be playing sometime in the near future for that. Yeah. Turbo House, one more show for you for Wild Wolf. Shake the Baby Till the Love Comes Out is going to be playing on the 17th, which is Saturday, along with Meinl, who have been here and done a session. Big Scary Indian, Sensafine, good stuff. Go see it. There. I just told you. $10? Easy. Go. Enjoy. Have a good time. And let's see. Is there anything else going on? Oh, yeah. Pathology, Narcotic Wasteland, Contrarian. That'll be a good show. That's on the 15th at Piranha. There's a Kiss pre-show at Piranha. Sleazy Way Out's playing after Kiss at Piranha on the 16th. So yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on there. And in case you are not familiar, one DJ Lizard Queen, who is a member of the Bucket List family, we'll say it like that, has a DJ night on Thursdays, so you should go check that out and enjoy all of that. And I think that pretty much covers a good chunk of this week. And yeah, so let's move on and play one last song to end off this night. Let's play something from Sparrows, who are just great. I love them. They're very good, and you should go see them tonight. Let's play, No Masters off of Failed Gods? Let's play something off of... Yeah, okay, Failed Masters off of Failed Gods, or No Masters, Alpha Failed Gods. So keep it locked, CJLO, 1690 AM. Burnt Offerings is up next. I've talked a lot. Here's music.